Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A lot of people get excited with fireworks.
Yes.
But Dennis Murphy gets more excited by fireworks than any human being, and this tape will testify.
I'm going to get right to it. I'm pleased to announce that Chad Dukes is going to be a permanent co-host on the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. We're excited about this. It's going to be a big deal with Rob and Mike and now Chad Dukes.
I'm talking about the type of Tupperware bin you put in a garage if you have one.
All right.
So
we're
could
running out of time.
Could hold a body.
It.
Yeah.
Get to it.
Oh, now
I got to
talk faster.
My part's over. I don't care.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Over the weekend, I received a very unusual phone call from the radio partner of Mr. Oscar Santana. It's not the first time I've spoken to Chad privately.
Right.
Chad and I have commiserated over the years, and we maintain a very nice friendship. And it's always fun because we share Oscar Santana on both of our shows.
Sexual. Yeah, it's like a polyamory, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Polyamorous.
I'm not plugged into Big O and Dukes as much as I should be, but I know the principals. I know Drab T-Shirt, their producer and co-host, and I know Chad, and I've been on Chad's show, and recently Chad was on this show. And so it's always interesting because it's always fun, it seems, when Chad calls me because there's something going on. And it's always because he's the
game
let
is
me tell
afoot.
You about, huh?
The
Chad
game
Dukes
is afoot.
Chad Dukes is always thinking.
Yeah.
He is always on. There's always something going on in his life, and he's got tremendous energy, and he's
great
always...
Great wit.
There's always... great wit. Great wit. So so he asks me a favor, and it was a nanosecond. It didn't take me 2 seconds to agree to do this favor. They did a show last night.
On a Monday night.
At Jam and Java, which is their home court and where they do a lot of appearances.
It's a coffee house in Vienna, Mike. And it's a
coffee house in Vienna. It's called The Big Reveal. That was the show they were doing. I have no idea what The Big Reveal was going to be. All I know is that I was asked to do a favor for Chad on video for this live show.
That's good
video.
He
would do the same for me. It was absolutely no hesitation. I kick it over to Mr. Oscar Santana, who was there as one of the co-hosts last night to share exactly what went down. Because I wasn't there, and the only response I got to the entire evening was Chad's brother and former golfing partner of Mike O'Mara, who wrote, "Holy S," to me. That was about it. So, Oscar, you want to pick it up from here?
Listen, I know this about Chad Dukes. Is that if anything, he's a showman. And when he texted Drab last Sunday and said, "Are you guys open to doing a Monday night live show at Jam and Java?" I said, "Well, Monday night isn't necessarily prime time night for a live show
or any
type of event. So why not? Let's try it. We've missed that before. We'll see what happens." Luckily for us, we've got a contingency of listeners that have free Monday nights. So they showed up and we did a live show.
The horde, as you refer to them. Is that what they're referred
to?
The horde.
The horde. Monday nights are free for the horde, apparently. Wow. God bless them.
Monday nights are free. Probably Sunday nights as well.
Yeah, Tuesdays horde, are actually pretty open as well.
And I don't know if it's industry night or
industry night.
They work. You did the flex weeks, and they took Monday off. I don't know what it is.
You said you did very well. You said you did very well.
God bless them for coming out. Now
that had to be a thrill. That has to make because you normally take a very long time to sell these shows out, according to Chad.
Blew my mind.
You know what it must have been, Mike? Tuesday could have been a teacher work day.
Could have been. Must have been.
Monday was a teacher work day for my kid yesterday.
Oh, was it? Yeah, and see, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
In Lee County.
Lee County?
Florida.
Yeah, sure. Yes,
so the big reveal was not revealed to me. I had the option to know or not know. I said I would rather hear on stage because that's how you get a genuine reaction of what the reveal is.
Sure. Don and I did it for years. And that's what he wanted me. He hated it if I would find out something. He wanted my... He wanted my reaction on stage as Chad wants yours. Yeah.
Again, to be fair, I was asked if I wanted to know. And I said, yes, but for radio's sake, I don't need to know.
For our listening audience, yes. May I get a little history here,
please,
and ask you about this big reveal? When did you start discussing a big reveal? When was this alluded to the first time? How did this whole trend thing
transpire? 7 days ago. 7 days.
One calendar week.
By the way,
I don't want to tip a hand here, but down the road, at some point, we will do a cross-pollinization show with Big O and Dukes and the Mike O'Mara show. We're overdue for it.
Yes.
Chad wants to do it. I want to do it. So stay tuned. This is when I start thinking about the following year, people. So
yes.
There's a little hint for you.
Wheels
Go ahead.
Are turning.
Continue. Yes.
So, again, a week ago, I get a hot text that says, are you free Monday night? I said, yes.
Let me check TV Guide. And yeah, then, I'll be there.
Drab says, Chad wants to do a Monday night at Jam and Java. And I said, well, he's got pretty good instincts. And if we fail, at least we tried a Monday night.
Right. You know.
And we'll have done a fun show. Still,
you know, can I ask a question about that? Because you guys always talk so disparagingly about your appearances. Haven't you had great success at Jam and Java? Haven't you done really, really? Have you had great failures?
Oh my God,
at Jam and Java?
Well, sometimes you walk out, you're like, oh, that's a thin crowd. We shouldn't have done this. Let's do a good show.
At that particular venue?
They're not all home runs. They're not all home runs.
Well, you do a lot of shows.
Yes.
You do a lot of shows.
So,
I get it.
The venue is fun.
You do a lot of shows.
Sometimes
they do.
Sometimes you win and sometimes you don't. We were lucky to have such a nice following.
But your batting average is very high. And
I would say we are not an all-star. We're not a Fleer upper deck. We're middle of the pack.
There's no foil on your card.
Yeah, there's no
middle
foil.
Middle of the pack. You're a good spray hitter. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I get it.
So, we don't have the $100 million contract.
No.
Let me explain what I am.
But a fan favorite.
Let me explain. I'm the guy that can no longer play in the field anymore, so I'm a designated hitter.
Yeah.
And I only show up for the Red Sox-Yankees series. I want to make sure that the crowd is already there. That's kind of the way I roll. That's it. That's the way I do it.
And I'm selling hot dogs in the stands.
So you go to Jam and Java. It's a good crowd.
We're playing Moneyball, Mike.
Yeah.
We're never going to make it. We're never going to win the World Series, but we're always playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get it.
I get there and... Backstage, first of all, the dance of dances that we're running around with. Poor Drab, I don't know what he has on his mind. He produces our show, but he also needs to coordinate the live shows. That's his part of his responsibilities.
Right.
And he produces a radio show with the Sports Junkies in the morning.
He is known as the fifth junkie. He's told the world that, yes.
Yeah, he's money.
Up at 3, so this man's been up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I get a hot call from Drab, says, I've forgotten X, Y, and Z.
You need that.
And I said, well, I'm going to have to borrow that from Podcast Village. So I have to go back up to work and head back out. Showtime is at 8 p.m.
Did you record the show?
We did record the show if all went well, because as you know, every engineering staff in the world says they got the show until you get the show.
So you record it for a future broadcast?
I have no confirmation if we got it. It was dicey at best.
Let me know if you do.
I will. So we're there, get all the equipment to him. I walk in 7:45. We lay out a quick outline. Of the program. Oh, please.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
For a live show, I like to get there at least by 7:30.
I've got pictures that say otherwise.
And then what transpires is what a regular show would be. You get on stage, say hello, say thank you to the Monday crowd. We continue to rail on half our team members because we always turn on each other. That's just what happens. And then we go to the big reveal. There is a screen in back of us.
Okay.
Something we usually don't use during our programs.
High tech.
There's obviously not a soundproof screen in the Podcast Village studio that we're broadcasting.
No, because we tried to tint the windows. And
no amount of wrinkled plastic
that
mic can hold out the sound.
Yes. Probably people couldn't hear it. I could hear it. There was like, what? I heard that. Just, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
It's just Jerky saying hello.
Okay,
And Mike O'Mara appears on the video screen.
On the screen.
Well, hold on. A little showmanship here. So how did you introduce this big reveal show?
We have a big reveal. We'll start with a video to explain it all.
So I led the show? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry you weren't there to produce it. Yes, you led the show.
I didn't know. I figured I got Casey Duke sent me the holy S text at like 8:40 or something, which was super early, and I'm like, well, that was no wasting time. So how did you feel when you saw this?
As Mike appeared, what was your thought?
Let me say this. Don't be annoyed how we run our show. All right, let me just tell you how it went.
All right, that's not what's on the table here.
So we play.
Is there an intro for it?
Yeah, they said we have our big reveal. It's a video presentation.
Oh, here's our big. So he introduced my tape.
We don't
as
say
your big reveal.
He didn't even say who it is. He just said we have a video presentation. Oh. You pop up on screen, and I'm like, here we go.
All right, you want me to play it? I have it.
Oh, please.
Oh, excellent.
You want me to play
it? Yeah, please do.
You don't. All right, let me see what's
going
on here.
Why are you annoyed at me?
Because I guess you do your show a little differently than I do mine. But that's okay. I'm fine with that. I can understand that.
Well, you want to be saved for last? There's so much more show after you.
Yeah, I know. But I just did this and nobody could. You guys are a little hack. But let me do this. Here we go.
Look at this.
Oh, there he is.
All right, let me see if I've got this here. Chad told me to pause for a crowd reaction. Let me ask that right now. Was there a crowd reaction?
I don't know, Mike. Are you going to turn on me and call us hacks again?
No.
Was there a crowd reaction when my face
when
came
your
up
face
on the
popped up popped
How
on
big
the
was the screen?
The screen was as big as the stage.
Okay. Mike, it was 200 feet tall, 700 feet wide.
What is going on outside on Wisconsin Avenue right now?
It is almost.
God, can we soundproof any part of that studio, please?
It is almost.
It sounds like, really, it's ridiculous. Well, Letterman had that problem, too, right?
Yes, he did.
Didn't Letterman have a studio where
the
you
The Sullivan
could hear
Theater, not very soundproof. Right on 58th. Right,
hi.
This is the tape that
I
got.
Everybody. It's Radio's Mike O'Mara. I just wanted to say it's great to be here. Not the circumstances that I want to be here, but it's great to be here anyway. Listen, I'll get right to the point here. Yesterday, a decision was made, and not an easy one, but I think if I give you the facts in advance, it'll probably be better.
Great video
Last
day.
Week on Thursday's show, Oscar Santana was a no-call, no-show. 40 minutes or so, I sat down here in my studio in Florida, and I waited and waited and waited, and Oscar just didn't show up. And it really was kind of an epiphany for me, where I came to the conclusion that it's time to make a change. I'm here to tell you that Oscar is going to be fired from the show. And I've been talking with Chad Dukes probably for over a month about something that we're kind of excited about. Now, listen, before you get upset about Oscar, he's more than welcome to stay on in his role as business manager for the Mike O'Mara show and do the job that he's been doing in that capacity. But as far as the on-air presence, I just can't wait anymore, and I'm not going to. And getting back to Chad and I have been talking on and off for a very long time, but really got into it the last month or so, and I'm going to get right to it. I'm pleased to announce that Chad Dukes is going to be a permanent co-host on the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. We're excited about this. It's going to be a big deal with Rob and Mike and now Chad Dukes. Chad and I have always enjoyed working with each other, and this is going to be an opportunity to expand our horizons. So I'm here to tell you that tonight. It's a big deal. I'm excited about it. And as far as Oscar is concerned, thanks so much for being there for me for all those years. It's been a great run. Thanks, and have a good night.
So,
your pauses in that are so choice.
Big Pop.
Well, Chad directed me a
big
little bit
pop,
and said, you
big
know,
pop
you know.
In the room.
Sure.
People are going crazy. And then one guy actually, I saw him in disgust leave the theater.
So great.
I said, I hope that guy comes back. And so then we start unpacking what just happened.
So a real Mike hater left the theater then. Right. That's awesome. Because there is that small contention
or Mike,
of the horde that absolutely friggin'
it was
hate
it was
me.
One
could
guy.
Have been a Mike devotee
know,
was that was running
a beard?
Home.
Well, what's that?
You it could have been a Mike
fat beard.
No, it could have been a real Mike devotee running home to download the podcast.
Yeah.
That could be right.
We start unpacking, and I said, "Dude, this is great news." He goes, "Why aren't you mad?" I said, "I'm not mad." I was like, "This is fantastic." I was like, "As long as we all get to eat."
Yeah.
And then Chad's like, "Oh, I eat," and you know he's standing up on stage, which is hilarious.
Right.
And I said, "And I don't buy into that whatsoever because I know you would never want to be on a show where you can't talk."
Oh, a little dig at your boy there. All right. So you are immediately. Yeah. Let me add. This is what I wanted to ask you. So this the video comes up on the screen. You've worked with me almost a decade.
Yeah.
Do you immediately know it's shtick simply because you just know that's not the way I would do things?
I know. This is what I know. I know that we are all replaceable.
Right.
But I also know that if we were going to fire anybody, we were going to do it like we did with Mark Ronick and Buzz.
Right.
We just simply ghost them.
Right.
And move on with life.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a method that has worked in the past.
So the goal, obviously, from Chad was to get the audience to think there's something going
work.
On here.
It's yeah. a work. And, it's a complete and, work on them.
And your feeling was, at least with one guy.
Yeah.
Who got upset. But there were people that were reaction. I'm curious about the crowd
happy,
reaction.
They were more happy than
but
upset.
Did they buy it? Did they buy it?
Oh, they bought it.
Hey, oh, did that speaks well to you, Mike.
That's what I wanted to know.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, I got good direction.
They
said pause, deadpan.
A
that's
star
about
is
all
born.
The direction.
You are
this
Ellie.
Was this was Friday afternoon, and I knocked it out Sunday morning. Got it to him, and you know, I said, "Eddie, is
how many
okay?
takes?"
And one take,
really,
one take.
You're amazing.
Well, we were actually
like De Niro.
We were debriefing back. We were
thank you, Rob.
We're debriefing backstage, and he goes, "Hey, man, you're not mad about that video, right?" I was like, "No." I was like, "He goes, you don't understand. Like, he did that perfectly." And I said, "You don't understand. We'll give Mike copy, and he'll knock it out of the park, and be like, all right, see you guys later, and then walk away." I was like, if we had that talent, right, to just put
right. The four of us have a sense of humor where it was pretty obvious exactly what he wanted me to
totally
do
cool.
from the from the conversation.
Yes.
There are two things that happened when he called me, and when he called me, it was he explained it very very concisely, and I immediately knew the shtick. And when I knew the shtick, that was, and then he, the minor tweak was pause at the beginning, because you know, you don't think in terms that you're going to be in a room full of people, and then deadpan. And then, but really after that, Oscar, and I mean this sincerely, I had really no clue what the reveal.
You don't know what the ingredients
are. I still don't know at this point what the reveal is.
So they didn't give
you
didn't give a reveal.
I knew two things. I knew that his truck wasn't going to fit up the CVS ramp, or it was. You should know, Mike, on air, I would say at least once a month, I'm like, hey, Mike thinks that I'm shielding you from coming up to D.C. to be on the show, to not be on the program.
Right.
I was like,
wasn't he on the phone? He was on the phone, though, once, right? Wasn't he?
Months ago.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, but he thinks, but you once in a while, you're like, what's going on? Does he not want to come up here? What's the story? I said, Mike thinks that I'm asking you not to come. I was like, I continue to ask you to come up here. I even say that we will figure out a way to give you a spot.
Right.
You know, in the front. And he goes, it's in D.C. I would do the show from Oakton. I'd have to call him.
It was May 16th we had him on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm gonna continue to tell Mike you're not letting me on. I said, that's not the case. Mike, no, the invitation's out there, but you killed it. The crowd went crazy. Now, this is where there's a swerve.
Okay.
The big reveal after we announced to people that that's not happening, and I said that is not out of the realm of possibility in the future. Radio is a mysterious
mistress, right?
And
you did three call no shows in a row would happen. You know, I mean, that would be right. Three, probably, like one three right strikes. After the other.
Yeah.
That, you know, no call, no show, as you mentioned accurately, and I got to be fair to Oscar, you've never done on this show. He's never done a no call, right, no
show. Yeah, but you also would have to let the next person that's here talk. So you got to find someone that enjoys being funny once in a while and not being listened to. So
I didn't know that was a source of your
angst. It's a new wrinkle, yeah.
All the time for the past five years.
I'll let you talk more. I will. You know what? I'll file that away, and I will allow you to talk
not
more.
Not me. The next person in the seat. Just let them all tell right, their the stories person. Without interrupting them.
All right.
Both
very
of
good.
You.
I understand.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Is he talking?
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
Drab T-shirt says it's time for the big reveal.
Yeah, actually, so you revealed that that's a hoax, right?
A big box comes out, one of those Tupperware bins that's wrapped up, and they let me do the honors of opening it up. And it's what I thought it was.
A human corpse.
No human head. This is huge. I'm talking about the type of Tupperware bin you put in a garage if you have one.
All right.
So
we're running out of time.
It could hold a body.
It.
Yeah.
Get to it.
Oh, now I
got to
talk faster.
My part's over. I don't care. Really? Now
listen,
that I don't care about
you should have produced the open of the
I'd
show
start
different.
The show. I would not lose one moment of sleep if I didn't know what I'm sorry. I have to be honest.
This is why, this is the reason why you got it in one take. Because you are so focused on the prize.
You know what?
It's time for the mailbag. Let's go.
You know what? No, seriously. We will stop talking right now and tell us what the big reveal is.
All right. So listen.
We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All the holidays are pretty good. Grew up in the sticks in Maine. Halloween, that was great. Trick-or-treating my ass. The houses are 5 miles apart. It's like running a marathon with a costume on. Every couple of miles, there's a guy with a cup of water with some M&Ms in it. Keep running, Batman. Keep running. People from Maine will tell you that they're telling you. Have you noticed that? Gee, it's pretty cold out there tonight. I'm telling you. Well, yeah. You're looking at me and everything. I hope you're telling me. Everybody in Maine has a truck, too. We have a truck, or we know someone that has a truck.
Yep.
That's right. Anybody in this room can have a truck down here in 5 minutes if we needed one. I could say, I gotta move this microphone stand. Well, I'll go get my brother's truck. They gotta tell you what kind of truck their brother had. My brother got a Ford 250 Lariat, half-ton Chevy, with the woofer him house on the side whacker. Oh, I'm telling you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You tell your brother I need him back in here for the first commercial.
He's here.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. We got the mailbag coming up in a moment here. Our show is an interactive experience. We love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and I'm glad he came back into his seat because we need him for this.
Yes.
It's brought to you by Beachbody Woo! On Demand.
Yeah.
We're so happy. Carla just finished her Beachbody On Demand workout literally out in the hallway now.
You can do them anywhere.
And she does it on her phone. Right. I've heard your excuse. I'd work out more often, but it's inconvenient. No, it's not. Not buying it. Just get Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand, an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. Oscar Santana, you have lost
14 pounds.
Yes!
14 pounds!
That's nearly three bags of sugar,
Mike. Here is the reveal.
Yes.
Hold on.
Wow. He's taking his clothing off for Beachbody On Demand, ladies and gentlemen. Look at how skinny he is.
Look, wow.
Oh, my God. And the Red Sox shirt
for
good luck Red Sox baseball.
I have not able to wear this shirt in 3 years.
Very good.
Sexy is back.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Beachbody On Demand. They're the company behind P90X. Insanity.
Really
That'll
hot.
Be enough. That'll be enough. 21-day fix, T25 Brazil butt lift. Don't want to hear about that. All the other ones, get motivated by celebrity super trainers like Sean, Tony Horton, Autumn Calabrese. I love it. Beachbody On Demand rocks. I really want you to try. I know Oscar loves his. I want you to try it, too. This service is great. It'll make you feel better inside and out, I promise. Our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 30-30-30.
You know, I'm surprised Oscar was at that Big O and Dukes event last night because it looks like there's also a gun show in town.
That's amazing. Look at those. Look at those guns. That access to the entire platform for free. Hard commercial to do out of the gate. All the workouts, nutrition, information, and support totally free. Please make me stop reading this because I don't want to look at Oscar's giant guns anymore.
I understand.
Again, text TMOS to 30-30-30. And thank you. Welcome back to the show. All right, just kidding you at the beginning. I am curious how you have a Tupperware box on the stage, and you've got the you're going to open the Tupperware box.
I open the box. There's not 8 human heads inside the box.
Question, right. Is the box on the stage when you guys take the stage?
No, somebody brings it to
Does
the stage.
Does it look like it's heavy?
Don't know. Because I'm facing the crowd.
So you didn't see it come out?
Didn't see it come out.
So this is a total surprise for everybody.
Total.
Total.
We open the box.
Uh-huh.
And pink balloons come out. Which means that Drab T-shirt and his wife, Jam Pats, are pregnant.
Oh, hey! That's the real reveal? That's terrific. Is it a lie?
Well, everybody in the crowd is cheering. I'm dying inside because if he's pregnant, then my wife's going to want to get pregnant soon. And then it's
okay,
this
whole
thing.
About you. Is it real? Is he really going to have a baby?
Well, I go and hug Drab like a brother would.
Right.
He's doing to me what he does to his listeners. I just want to know what's going on.
And then Chad's like, you big dummies, you think we'd do an Oprah-style big baby reveal and have a show about this? And I was like, well, I guess I'm a big dummy because I just went and hugged my friend
because
I thought there was a baby on the way.
Not the case?
Well, two things. Drab is out of the three of us, should not procreate. Like, he should not have more babies. Like,
so the lineage should die there.
Yeah, all he does is crash cars and buy TVs he can't afford. So
yeah, and I just don't think if I picked the three of you and said one of you will raise a child, he might not be my very first.
And may his first child be a masculine child.
But
I have to do a quick reveal of my own, Oscar. Wipe the cream cheese off your face.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
I can't see it from my camera.
Appreciate it.
All right.
So, but there's a wave of emotion because I'm happy for my friend, and then I start doing some.
And that to me would be it's Oprah style, but it would be cool.
That's neat.
Not terrible because, and I remember talking to Rofo here. I said, I think like a Rube. I was like, I think his wife might be pregnant because he's been all out of sorts ever since he's come back from Cincinnati. He went to see this big trip in Cincinnati with the grandmother and yada yada yada.
Oh, and that's where he knocked her up.
So
in Cincinnati screwing.
And I'm doing some wild math his wife has had different jobs like sporadically for the last 3 months. She just graduated from grad school. Usually when you graduate from grad school, you get another job. Yeah. So I was like, maybe she's in her first trimester. My head is spinning and we're doing a live show, right?
Okay. I get it.
A lot to try to process on stage.
I still don't know at this point after
chat. So there is still a chance that he may be, he may have a pregnant wife.
They make it very clear, both Drab and Chad, that I'm a Rube and everybody that just clapped is a Rube.
That there's no pregnancy.
There's no pregnancy.
So they've been twice fooled now.
Yeah,
very
twice
cruel.
Fooled. Twice
crueler
fooled.
Than mine. At least mine was only cruel to you.
Right.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, what could this be? What ends up happening, and it's probably all online by now and you've seen pictures, is what is the best Zapruder film of pain, joy, and happiness all in one. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
drab t-shirt for decades now. He's bragged about sitting in the shower and having private time with himself, but not the fun private time, watching TV on his waterproof Samsung phone, just hanging out, being a weirdo, sitting in the shower.
Just meditating in his own shower.
Yes, but not doing it. He just likes to take a shower like a toddler. He's been sitting in shower since we knew him.
He sits in the shower.
Which is really weird, but apparently...
It's super weird.
That is weird.
It's one of those subreddits that you get into and you're like, oh, I don't want to be part of this. FBI is watching this, right?
Yeah, it's weird. So, very odd.
But for years, he's bragged about this.
Why would something he brag about it?
Something normally one would do in a desperate hungover state.
Yeah, or sickness, flu.
Or sickness where you sit down.
Infirmed.
Yeah. All right.
What ends up happening is, and it's documented through photo, that's why the screen was up, not just to fire me on stage, but to show the world how when Drab went to Cincinnati, he ended up shower sitting, then breaking a piece of the shower off of the wall, which was made out of tile from 1922.
Oh, so the family household.
Yeah, shattered to the floor. And before his ass could hit that shower floor or the floor of the tub.
So does he slide down on his back down to the bottom of the shower when he does it?
Mike, all I know is that Drab has had the best butt of all of us for years. Like he has his ass could be a model, right?
Okay, we've always talked about this. This is too much Big O and Dukes. I want to know what happened.
I would really like to go back to the pregnant wife. Can we do that?
I would too. This is now making me they're much more secure with their sexuality than we are on this program.
Nice cheeks.
Okay, thank you.
I've dated girls with less nice cheeks.
Thank you!
It's like somebody threw acid on the Mona Lisa because shards of tile were dug into his right butt cheek.
So he cut himself?
Oh, gashed. Like a bear mauled.
Stitches?
Did we get a video or did we get a still photo?
Oh, this is the best part. We've got still photos, but on stage he has one of... our listeners, who's not a nurse but a bartender, pull the stitches out because he's too cheap to go back to urgent care to get pulled out.
The big reveal was he got his stitches. See, that's a payoff for me.
Yeah, I do
if
that.
I'm in that, if I'm having my beers on Monday night and they're pulling live stitches out of his ass on stage, that is a delightful,
unsterilized,
delightful reveal.
Yes,
that is a and,
how
and
many
the crowd
stitches
went,
do we know?
The crowd went wild. Roughly 9 stitches. I have a full video because I wanted to make sure we capture this for posterity.
Sure.
I also know this, that they weren't ready to come out.
Oh, that's... Right. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, so there was blood?
I have removed my own stitches on a hand operation before because the doctor said, this is simple. After 4 weeks passes, you snip and you pull. And there'd be a little... He said... I remember what he says. You'll feel a little pressure, but very little pain.
Well, so I've had staples taken out like more than... anybody on the East Coast.
If it's
like,
ripe, it's an easy process. But if it's not ripe and there's drag.
I don't know what 7 days of stitches actually does to a person. But we had a tight window and a live show to do, and Drab took one for the team, but I bet you those britches are stained this morning.
All I know is I didn't have stitches. I had staples.
Yeah, but you got them out on the...
That's easy.
You had them out on you had them out through the doctor, took them out, right?
Through the physical therapist came in and took them out.
Did you have a bartender?
Actually, the first time in the doctor's
office. Did you have a bartender come out on stage and pull them out?
No, a stinky bartender. No, I didn't have
shaky
that.
Shaky hands and big yabos.
Oh, really? Was it a lady or a guy?
It was a lady.
Of course it was a lady.
See, if it was a Big O and Duke show, it should have been a dude.
Yeah.
A big, stinky... In fact, you should have gone to get the guy that stormed out after my video and had him take the staples out.
The staples will be removed by Ray Gizmo Ward.
All right, so that was the reveal that he had the stitches taken out.
I am giving you a synopsis of this evening.
Right.
We will find out if we had the recording today.
Okay.
Okay,
if there was a recording, we will be able to play it, hopefully. But we do not know if there's a recording, because as of this morning, I was like, hey, did they tape the show? I got a big question mark. I'm doing the junkies. Is that okay?
Let me tell you this.
Drab T-shirt is leaving the junkies to be the executive producer of the Chad Dukes versus the World show.
Oh, how he's got to love that.
I mean.
Wow, sleeping in?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not?
How did he pull that one? That he's got to be thrilled with that. Not have to get up in the morning anymore.
Well, he leaves a morning show that's successful for an afternoon show that's successful. So,
well, I mean, I know, but I mean, yeah. It's just a great deal. And that's who are they bringing in?
Good for him.
Who are the junkies bringing in?
I don't know. I just know
Jeff Shamrock.
That he's cheaper than Drab, apparently.
Jeff Shamrock, that's funny.
Let me just go ahead.
No, I think that Drab looks at it as a step down, and Chad knows that he looks at it as a step down, but we'll find out if that actually does happen.
Well, that's good to start on a nice, comfortable footing like
yes,
that.
That was
no awkwardness.
Stage. Yes.
Well. Who cares? Anyway, I don't care. I mean, let me just tell you, pass this along to your other radio partner.
Okay.
Okay? Because my takeaway from all that wonderful material, it sounds like it was a great show.
Yes.
Sounds like it was great for the audience. And
lots of
the
Horde
really, really loved that. I only have one takeaway. And I bet you can't guess what it is.
Oh, my God. We should have saved you for last.
Thank you. He's a smart man.
Yes,
that's
is.
It. We can take a break right now. Yeah,
called
it should have
hacks.
Been. It should
called
have been.
Hacks.
He meant it with
it
love.
It should have been Tupperware, pink balloons, Mike O'Mara, then the butt cheeks.
And then
that's
Mike.
That's what it should have been.
And then the Mike flies payoff. In to pull the stitches out. So.
You know, Mike.
Blindfolded.
When you say fly in,
yeah,
on,
like Peter
on,
Pan.
Like, on cable.
Yes, just like
I'm
Sandy
cables.
Duncan.
Right, with a big player, a pair of flowers. Here I come, quiet man.
Mike, I'll pass the notes on to Chad and the Horde.
Yeah. If he needs me to do something like that again, I'm afraid I'm going to have to say no. Based on the fact that I was really last billing.
Yeah.
Because in that order, first is last.
Mike, do you smell that in the air? You know what that is? That's the smell of a bridge, and it's on fire. Because that bridge has been burned.
You are such a narcissist.
Yes,
you're
I am.
You're just concerned.
Not as much as you. Not as much as Chad Dukes, though. We have to take a
that's
break,
a true
and
story.
We will come back and have more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wednesdays are wide open.
Do you believe in live on the Wednesday?
It's your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. sharp.
The number to call in is 1-888-920-MORE.
That's 888-920-6673.
It's so much fun, you may lose your mind.
Lose your mind.
Remember that magic number to have fun on your hump day.
1-888-920-MORE.
Wide open Wednesdays only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Pony.
Yes.
We going to be able to pull off Wide Open Wednesday at
ass.
9 a.m. sharp tomorrow?
We absolutely are.
I like to hear that. That's good.
Hey,
Wide
who
open
has
Wednesday
the nicest
tomorrow.
Butt out of the three of us?
Three of you.
Being the three of
so
us.
So, Pony, you mean if you were in the mix, it would change the results?
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Too skinny.
Tony's saying he's got a great ass.
Oh no, it's bony. Mine's bony as well. So between you and Rob, someone's got to have something.
I think
let
it's
me,
Mike.
Let's do this tomorrow. I will. I'll take a good look. I really don't look at it that much. I don't like that much to do with it, to be honest with you. And
are you going to use a mirror?
But I'll take a good look. Yeah, I'll
on
take a good look.
On the floor or a wall
because
mirror?
Even with the gut and with the fat and being old and all that, I think my butt has. Maintained it. I've been complimented on it.
I would be likely to cede the award to you right now because I've been accused of having no ass at all.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, I know.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Can we do the commercial now? We're doing a food commercial.
Yes, please. So everybody
all right,
focus.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Reset.
Just remember, the other day I was out on the lanai and I was cleaning my uni. Because I love my new uni. I really do. Let me just, I'll cut right to the chase. Fire plus pizza equals delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I give you the uni.
All hail, hi-o!
Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven, restaurant-quality pizza from your own backyard in just 60 seconds. True. The secret is the heat. Uni ovens heat to 932 degrees. So cool. It really is like having a restaurant in your backyard.
When will Carla be up for the challenge? I'm ready for the challenge. I have my photographs prepared for our pizza challenge.
I think we should do that when we come back from Las Vegas.
Okay, we can do that.
I really do. That means a crispy outer crust with 932 degrees and a chewy, tender inner crust. That's how they do it. I never thought about it.
Mm.
Pizza and cooking pizza, that you need that heat to yes. get what you want, which is crispy and chewy. It's the best you'll ever taste. Plus, there are two models to choose from. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes, and it's portable, the size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro makes larger pizzas. That's the one I have. Heats to 932 degrees in 20 minutes and offers a quad fuel function. It cooks using wood, charcoal, wood pellets, or propane. And as one of my golfing buddies said to me just the other day, does it have stones in it? Yeah, yes, it has stones in it. Okay, yeah, of course it does. Shut up, I said. And your Uni isn't just for amazing pizza ovens. Use your Uni for perfectly seared steaks, roasted vegetables as well. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to uni.com, that's O-O-N-I.com, and enter our code TMOS at checkout. That's O-O-N-I.com, code TMOS, to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is only good till midnight on November 18th. So time's a-fleetin'.
You know what's amazing is when I start making dough, say on a Saturday, the kids will see me making dough and they start texting friends, and you'd be surprised how many teenagers show up to my house that night. They just say, oh, we're just stopping by, Mr. Spiewak. Say, are you making pizza? And then it goes crazy like that. They love it.
It's wonderful. Hold on just a second.
Gentlemen, I've sent you two pictures.
Okay.
All right. Oh, no. Oh, okay. All right. That's drab.
These two pictures.
Oh, it was a lady that was taking out the step. Well, she had a lovely bounty.
Yes.
That was delightful. That's just...
it's a shame what happened to his ass.
I do not care for that butt, though. No. I don't care for that butt. That's
I mean, like...
If I were to happen on this picture on the internet, I would say, back. I don't... Undo.
I'd say for what?
Yeah, I do not want that. That's a bad
category.
By
the way, I can scroll on that picture where I can take Drab's ass completely out of the shot and just get the cleavage of the bartender, which is... wearing it like it looks.
Although if you zoom in far enough, you might not be able to tell the two apart.
Very sweet.
But you have to be really close.
All right. Well, it's not about Drab. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about any of us. It's about you.
Yeah.
The listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it, because otherwise we won't do it. You understand what I'm talking about?
We won't do it.
John Cooper. He turns 28 years old on Sunday, October 21st. Every day is a 10 when you're living the dream. Only smiles. I guess John Cooper is a happy guy?
I don't know. This, I think, came from his dad, and it's very vague, so I didn't change it at all. I just like
living the dream,
only
John.
Smiles.
Living the dream, yeah. Hey, guys, next letter. I know that you were curious whether Shaquille O'Neal's Big Chicken restaurant would be open when you're in Las Vegas. Good news! I cite Al Mancini's article from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Mike, don't you like to read Al Mancini?
By the way, who's watched the Facebook TV show? I have this guy.
How is it?
I
love him. I love him. Oh, I love it.
That's great.
Highly, from beginning to end, entertainment. Shaq getting out of limos, checking out his restaurant. Big Shaq being Shaq.
Does he eat the chicken? It's hard to eat on camera.
He samples the food that they bring him out. He likes he loves the chicken, but does not like their Nana pudding dessert item that they have.
I read that. That's not in here, but I read that part of the article. He's not a fan of that. Yeah.
It's great. Here's the Al Mancini.
Mike, it's
article.
Al Mancini from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Quote, Shaquille O'Neal has revealed the full menu for his new restaurant, Big Chicken, which is set to open on October 23rd. The house specialty will be crispy chicken sandwiches served on brioche buns in six varieties, ranging from a basic MDE, short for most dominant ever, that comes topped with pickle, slaw, and signature Shaq sauce, to the big Aristotle, which comes with Munster cheese, crispy fried onions, bacon, and a sweet and smoky Memphis barbecue sauce. They got some real stuff here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not trying to just promote Shaq. How are we doing with Shaq? Have you reached out to Shaq's people?
Attack. No reply yet. I will reach out again today.
How about Lewis Black? Have you reached out to Lewis Black?
I have indeed, yes.
Yeah, is that
any
a no?
Reply?
Well, no reply yet either. I mean, I know the lady, and she'll get back to
me. You just said, you made it sound, you see, you conjured there. You said, you reached out to Shaq, no reply. And then you said, Lewis Black, yes, I did get it.
No,
did you get to Shaq at all?
No, not yet. I'm working
on
it.
What about Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby
Wait, have you sent an email to Shaq's people?
Yes, I have.
Well, let's get him.
Oh, we're working on it.
Rob, let me help you out here. Start with what Mike wants. And then start with what you want. And that way you won't be a hack.
Oh, okay. Don't want to be a hack.
Yes.
Right.
What does he want?
What Mike wants? He wants Lewis Black.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. There you go.
Over Shaq.
Yeah, I would take Lewis Black because Lewis Black's coming up like next week. Yes. The most exotic version may be the Shaq Foo Barbecue, which comes with kimchi, pork belly, and Korean barbecue sauce. The basketball legend is reluctant to recommend a favorite on the menu. Just order what you like. Everybody's different. The other day, I tried the chicken sandwich with ham and cheese. Really good. I'd never make that. Even though I've been doing it all my life, eating chicken cordon bleu. End quote. Thank you, Brett Waitre. We are like that.
I like the notion that Shaq has been eating chicken cordon bleu his entire life.
Double your efforts to get Shaquille O'Neal on the show.
You got it.
Treble them for Lewis Black.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, treble them. Treble them for Lewis Black. What did Lewis Black's people say?
I haven't heard back from them yet.
How many times have you contacted them?
I have emailed them twice, and I'm going to call today. She doesn't usually answer her phone. This is a lady that handles a lot of comics.
What about Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby's in prison. We could probably arrange visitation, but not an interview.
We've been slacking on the guests because I haven't been on his ass about it. Now consider myself right there, right on your ass about it, all right?
Try
to please me.
Okay.
All right. Please wish my firstborn,
isolate that,
Peyton Cole, a happy 13th.
Like 50 impossible. Shades of Grey.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Please wish my firstborn, Peyton Cole, a happy... Do you see how annoyed he gets when I ask him to do his job?
No, not at all.
I think,
what do you want? I sent an email. That's it. Email. Gone.
Mike, the feeling in the room is disappointment. I think he's disappointed he doesn't have an answer for you yet.
I know. But Shaq would be fun.
Yes.
Lewis Black would be fun.
We'll get it done.
It would be great to get a guest that is not some... Who was the last guest we had on?
We had Jim Norton, and before that
we had a no-name
Sarah author. Bulger.
We had a no-name author, Paul Byron. Yes, we did. That's my fault. Thank you. That's funny. Anyway, please wish my firstborn, Peyton Cole, a happy 13th birthday. He enters teenhood on October 18th, and he would love it if you mentioned his birthday. Peyton is a great young man, an amazing soccer player. Peyton, you are.
Yes.
Peyton Cole's a cool kid. He's a recent addition to the TMOS fan base. Way to go, smart Peyton. We listen to the show every morning on the way to school and at night as he's going to bed. In fact, he's listening to the show right now as he cleans his room. Peyton Cole,
love it.
You are my favorite new listener. You rock, Peyton. Peyton has asked on a few occasions if I'm a bonus show subscriber. In fact, I am. But he still has some time yet before he can enjoy that aspect of the show. Good parenting. He now asks his mother to do her Target and Walmart shopping through the TMOS link.
Aww.
So that the show gets credit. Peyton, you are my new best friend, Peyton
Sweet.
Cole.
Sweet.
We look forward to having the show as a common bond for years to come. God, I love this letter. Thank you, Cameron Cole. Way to go, Peyton. Have a wonderful 13th birthday. Next letter says, hey, fellas, hearing about Oscar's anniversary crash and burn reminded me of my most recent wedding anniversary, 10 years last August. Like Oscar, my husband is a busy man whose soul is full of gadgets. Unlike Shannon, I have pretty much given up on that ever changing. Thus, I was pretty sure he had forgotten the anniversary. My fears were confirmed on the morning of the big day when I casually asked him if he wanted anything special for dinner for our anniversary.
That's
so sad.
That is sad.
His face dropped. He immediately apologized. I was irritated, but waved it off. He texted me later to apologize again. I told him it was fine.
Fine.
And that I had bought my own anniversary gift. A Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Aww.
He eventually rallied and brought me flowers that night, and we had a nice anniversary dinner a few days later, albeit with our 3-year-old twin daughters.
Romantic.
Aww, funny.
These
man.
Are good letters today. Still, I wanted Oscar to know he isn't alone, and I got a fruitcake.
Ah.
Much love, Amanda Swavey of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry,
Amanda.
He'll
get
so
you
sad.
Next year.
Hello, TMOS Nation. I am so looking forward to seeing many of you in Las Vegas. My brother and I have made every live show a destination since the second show at the State Theater. It has become a great excuse for us to be together every year. Every time we attend an event, we make some new friends. But I wanted to say something to everyone, not just to those fortunate enough to go to Vegas. This year is extra special for me because so many of you vigorously supported my brother while his son was in critical condition. My nephew was in the hospital for a total of 10 weeks before being released. The prayers, positive thoughts, and good wishes of so many of you really helped sustain my brother through some very dark days. And I am convinced they also had a healing effect on his son. I believe it, too. Power of the TMOS Nation, everybody, collective thought. Anyway, the son, as of today, doing pretty damn well. You took care of my family when we needed it. Without the boys and the podcast, this never would have happened. So, Team TMOS, as my brother has now dubbed the crew and the fans, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of heart. You really do get it. Gratefully, Dirk Vastrick. Thank you very much, Dirk, and I am so glad I communicated with Dirk personally about that, and I knew that was going on, and I'm happy that that is a happy ending. Greetings, gentlemen. 2017 was a rough year for my mother. We had two deaths in the family just days apart. During the long drives to my uncle's and back to settle his affairs, we were able to escape by listening to TMOS. During those trips, we would laugh and discuss you guys, and it really helped us bond and get through those not fun days. She would often say, "These guys are crazy." Doubt it! And my personal favorite, "These guys are screwball." My mom, Linda Lorenz, turned 76 years young yesterday, and I know she'd be tickled to hear Mike wish her a happy birthday. You guys are great, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas. Kevin Lorenz. Hey, Mama Lorenz!
Hey, she's so good.
I'm not a crazy. I don't know what Lorenz is. I think it's Italian, but who knows?
Could be.
Mama Lorenz, I give you a big plate of pasta as big as you had. Happy 76, Mom. Moving right along. Well, here we go again. I give my sea wife one job to do this month. Please send a birthday greeting to our favorite drinking buddy, and she can't even get that right. I know that my initial suspicions about her were right. She really is a char for all seasons. Therefore, I guess it's up to me. This October 18th marks the 59th birthday of a guy who puts the ache in cake and the dull in candle. A man who is one less hand than my wife, but much more heart. A major effing star, Dennis Murphy. There he is. Now, if I know Dennis, and indeed I do, I'm sure he would love to hear Mike's spot-on impression of, you guessed it, Dennis Murphy. I just know he would. Thanks and all the best, Joey Parsons of Southern By God, Maryland.
Well, hello, Joey. Hey, that's me. That's the 915. Hello. Hi, John. Hi, Mike. I'm Dennis Murphy.
Mike, I went into the archives, and as a special treat for you, yes, I'll let you select this tape if you want to hear it. I have Dennis singing the song Centerfold at a baseball game. Dennis singing Love Shack at a baseball game.
And you have also the national anthem?
I have Dennis watching fireworks.
Oh, okay. This is one of Dennis my watching fireworks is the best
okay,
one.
Okay, here we go.
This is Dennis watching fireworks.
Explosions begin. Oh, wait a minute. We need a countdown. Are
Stop
you
it for a second. I want to set it up.
That's okay.
Dennis watching fireworks. If you want to hear childlike enthusiasm,
yes,
you're going to hear it here. This is a man. Look, a lot of people get excited with fireworks.
Yes.
But Dennis Murphy gets more excited by fireworks than any human being. And this tape will testify to that. Listen to this.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast
off!
He's singing along to
yeah, Stars and Stripes Forever.
Wait till they start really going off. He'll stop singing. All right, does he sing throughout the whole thing or what?
I think he has taken
it. I can't stand it. It's not edited. Sorry.
At this point, somebody should have put a leather belt in his mouth.
I know.
It sounds like he's
there might already
a
be a leather belt in his
I
mouth.
I thought, I remember the short version where he was just reacting to the fireworks.
Oh my God!
Okay. Disappointment again.
Is he allowed Thank back you. Here at,
no.
at the studios?
No.
He brought, us some he brought us some Heineken and then took it home. I remember that.
Because he's a cancer.
Okay. All right. And final letter. Dear Kevin and the Bean.
Oh,
whilst on a recent while on a recent trip to Los Angeles, I received a Facebook notification saying that friends had visited restaurants nearby. Imagine my surprise when I discovered that none other than Oscar Santana had dined at Danny Trejo's Tacos. You went to that guy's?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that the star of such films as Badass 3, Badasses on the Bayou, and Death Race 3 Inferno was as adept in the kitchen as he was on the silver screen. Could Oscar please give his culinary review so I can make an informed decision as to whether I too should patronize this establishment the next time I find myself in the City of Angels. Most sincerely, Craig Horleman of, or is it Harleman?
Harleman.
I've always called him Horleman. It's Harleman?
Yeah.
Have like, you known that forever?
Yeah, it's like Rob with two B's. I think he's just being difficult.
Well, is it Horleman or
Harleman? No, it is Harleman. He spelled it out for it in the as a pronouncer.
What's he being difficult? Because he spells it the wrong way?
Well, because the name doesn't look like it should be said that way.
Harleman.
Yes.
Craig Harleman of Dover, Delaware. Yes. What's your review?
I asked my family when they lived in Los Angeles that we must make a pilgrimage to Trejo's Tacos, and they looked at me like I was an asshole.
And, don't say that.
And, oh, you can't say that?
No.
And then I said, no, I'm serious. There's a mall nearby that you guys like going to. It's right next to the mall. So they left me for dead. I took an Uber to Trejo's Tacos.
And checked in.
We are running super behind. What's
five
the review?
Five stars.
Wow.
You
I
loved
it. Yes. Five
amazing
out of five
tacos.
Stars. Great tacos. The man's got tattoos for days. He's never there, but he owns a place.
That's cool. They're good tacos. Yes. I'd go there. We'll take a break. Come back with God, We're Running Late on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the next segment. God, We're Running Late.
Informed. Intelligent. Irreverent. Political persuasions.
It's so rapid. The news cycles are so rapid now that nothing lingers in politics. You used to have a little linger. You'd have a win and people would be able to hang on. And now it doesn't happen. Now it's on to the next big thing. And here we are.
So politics used to be more like a fart. Is that what you're trying to say here? Just used to linger
a
little
no,
while
politics
longer?
Used to be more like a guy with bad body odor that would stay.
Who left the room.
After he left the room, it would linger.
You're like, ah, man, he still smells Jake.
Whereas now, somebody who has perhaps ulcerative colitis comes into the room and people go, oh, my God, what was that? And it's super intense. And then he leaves and they go, all right, what's next?
What's next?
Let's move on to the next story.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com.
That's how bright it is.
iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
That's how intelligent Political Persuasions is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and even enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip has also a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered for every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5, so you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Plus, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. I use Quip because it guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Super short break right here. Let me see here. Hey, real quick, this is a selfish thing. Should I buy, and I'll ask both of you guys, but I think, Oscar, you know more about China. A few people, when I was bitching about, I'm already thinking about Christmas coming.
Yes.
Right.
And I want, my kid wants a Lego pirate ship that's out of
like
issue.
Out of print, right? Almost,
they
right?
don't make them, and they charge a fortune for Legos that are no longer, you know, in issue.
Yeah.
Have you been on ridiculous eBay?
Yeah, but I've looked at that, but it's still pricey on eBay. It's very so. Somebody sends me a link that he got one through a knockoff Lego company. with Chinese Legos. And I said, okay. So, but I mean, when you're talking hundreds of dollars compared to $36, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's he likes Legos. He likes putting them together.
Who doesn't
like buying him Legos?
Lead paint chips.
Exactly. Solid lead Legos.
I'm wondering the quality. I just need to know. I want one more confirmation that this might be the right way to go.
Do you trust the guy website. Who gave you the linkage?
He's irrelevant, I think, because I did a deeper dive on the website, uh-huh. which sells a lot of stuff like this. But at the same time, you hear the unscrupulous, practices, business practices of Chinese businessmen. I get nervous about that, so I'm not sure what to do. I don't know what to do.
Import, export.
Or Vandalay Industries.
Anytime you buy something overseas, it's at your own peril. I have yes. been a victim of selling a cell phone overseas in the early days of eBay.
Okay.
And when they tell you don't send anything overseas, because when they pay you with PayPal at that point, even today, they can just say fraud and that money gets ripped right out of your account.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay. I'm going to have to be well, but it's not paying me. It's me paying them,
another thing when I did was doing a lot of eBaying and you deal with people overseas. The time for the transit and the stuff coming back via mail is so loosey-goosey.
Yeah, sometimes it works, but for your... Okay, this is what I'm saying. You could pay for something.
Yeah. This
something,
is not an individual. This is a company that sells this stuff.
You could pay for something overseas, and your money will be gone out of your account. It'll be a hit on your credit card or wherever, however you're going to pay.
Yeah.
And then you may never receive anything. Are you going to hire a lawyer for that nation to go after your...
That's what I'm saying. Not for my $36 pirate ship.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, here's
but I'm also not going to say... I'm in that dilemma. I don't want to be this dad. I don't want to be this dad, but I'm already being this dad. This is what the kid wants, okay? Mm. And I think it's insane what they charge for it, but at the same time, you know, I'm not the dad that says, you know, he gets every little thing he wants. But for this is something that would make him happy. We could put it together on Christmas morning. It would be really great.
Let me weigh in as a dad.
Yes.
What you're doing right now is you're rolling the dice on $36, which is not that bad if it comes through.
Oh, look at this guy, Rockefeller.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like you're risking
$600,
$700, and it could pay off. $36 is a decent risk. Is the company... Are they based in America and they're selling Chinese stuff, or are they based in China?
I don't know.
That would mean a lot to me, because if it's coming from an American sort of hub to you, I would be inclined to trust them more.
Okay.
I'm the only one that's played ping pong and ding dang, and let me tell you this.
Yes.
Don't be the dad that buys his kid GoBots instead of Transformers because you're a cheap F. Buy him Transformers, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moneybags. I'm not doing that. I talk about 7 2 0s for one that I looked at.
Well, you don't
have to
get it.
That would cost me $36.
How about you say, hey, let's get into spaceships. They're selling those.
Maybe I'll pull that. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the feedback. That was quick. That's all I wanted. Yeah. Nice little quick break. Now it's time for those you may not
need. I had friends. They got GoBots, and we all judged them. And if your kid has fake Legos, his friends are going to judge him.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But
leg foes.
Nobody said that life was fair, Tina. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun which you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Hey, kids! It's the exciting world of anime!
Woo!
The exciting world of anime is returning to Washington, D.C. in just 3 days. It's 20th anniversary of Anime USA 2018!
Yes!
And there is something for everyone! New this year, check out the Western Animation Track Panel. Featuring world-famous voice actor Jim Cummings and Disney Pixar's John Ratzenberger.
Woo!
For anime fans, voice actor Crispin Freeman and Kira Buckland. For you music enthusiasts, there are top DJs and the Sound BHD, a goth metal band all the way from Japan.
Japan?
Pony's going out of his mind. Also new this year, YouTube's Aki Dearest, Gaijin Goomba, and the Anime Man.
The Anime Man is the greatest.
Anime Man.
Anime Man.
Anime bag coming at you. Yes.
Yesterday we confirmed that Pony, his two friends, which I imagine are the Devil's Triangle he deals with all
right,
the time.
Right, that's a drinking game, yeah. Right?
And myself will all be there on Saturday.
Very, very exciting. Walk up to Oscar and Pony and say hey. For gamers, a 20,000-plus square foot room filled with free play games from every genre. And as always, our famous Maid Cafe and Host Club, where you will be catered to by our lovely staff. Plus, cosplay contest. Merchandise, a flea market, and much, much more. Go to AnimeUSA.org and use the code TMOS18A to get 20% off regular and silver passes. Anime USA is Friday, October 19th through Sunday, October 21st at the Marriott Wardman Park in Washington, D.C. 3 days till Anime USA 2018. Don't you dare miss it!
News!
This probably isn't a big surprise in the world, but People Magazine say Justin Bieber's marriage to Hailey Baldwin hits Selena Gomez hard.
Mike, thank you for always bringing us the Bieber news.
Well, it's always Bieber news. Gets into my news you may not need. Let me tell you this, the tale. Because really, I think this is really, really, really something we shouldn't care about. Selena is currently being treated for an emotional breakdown. She suffered it while in the hospital for a low white blood cell count. She has some health issues. And Justin's love life certainly didn't help. Maybe. A source says, quote, Justin's engagement and quick marriage threw her off guard and hit her hard. Justin was her first big love, and she isn't over him. And now Selena's health issues are messing up with Justin's head. Or messing with Justin's head.
Yes, and that's the worst thing you can do to Justin.
He feels like she is part of his life, and he wants her to be happy and healthy. The source even says this whole mess could be a problem down the road Justin and Haley's relationship.
Ooh. It might be an awkward Christmas at the at Alec Baldwin's house.
Yeah, maybe very, very, very
that
nasty.
Beautiful tan girl in the corner.
Oh.
Yeah. And speaking of stupid people getting married too quickly, don't count Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson out just yet.
Oh, no. Really?
Various reports indicate they haven't exactly made a clean break. Sources say Mac Miller's death hit Ariana hard and made her realize she and Pete were moving too fast, so they're slowing things down, including calling off the engagement. But they'll still hang out together. In fact, just this past Saturday, they were making out backstage.
Aw, pulls the holes.
Saturday Night Live.
Very good.
Are they playing us? Don't play us.
This is the MO. This is the Kanye Kim thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just stay in the news. Stay in the news because people care.
Like Oscar's fired.
Yeah. Or Drab's having a baby.
Yeah.
And then bring out the reality, which is Staples in his ass.
No Staples. Stitches.
Stitches. Oh, okay. I had staples.
Stitches in the ass. Only
47 on each side, though. Oh. Louis C.K.
You had reconstructive surgery.
Didn't have reconstructive surgery.
Yeah, you did.
I had an orthopedic procedure. Yeah. I didn't have reconstructive.
You got new hips put in your
body.
You
make it sound like I got a tummy tuck. I got fake hips.
You have been improved. Drab has been opposite. Scarred.
Yeah, he's scarred for life. Let me start again.
That took
Louis C.K. apparently showed up and did sets at a few comedy clubs last week. We normally tell you about that. He actually addressed his sexual misconduct scandal, not in any great detail, though. He opened one set by saying, quote, good to be here, even though some of you might not like me. At another show, he said, it's been a weird year, and joked that he's been to hell and back. And he met Hitler while he was down there. He also talked about being booed in the streets and said, quote, I lost $35 million in an hour. Yeah, well, you know, you don't.
Didn't that happen to you in that Iowa casino?
You don't tug it in front of people that you didn't ask to tug it in front of.
No, and even if you ask them, still don't do that.
Yeah, you just don't do it.
Don't do it.
In case you haven't seen this, a woman got fired. Have you seen this video? A woman got fired from her job after a video went viral of her trying to stop a man from entering the building they both live in.
Yes, I saw it last night. Yep.
I was so pissed off at this lady. It was not even just a dumb, nasty,
white woman who was, and you know, she's a bigot and she's just doing this because the dude is black. This is why the controversy came up. The gentleman's name is Darian Tolles. He lives in the fourth floor. But before that night, let me try to read. Mike, you want? He lives on the fourth floor. But before that night, he'd never met his third floor neighbor. It starts with her blocking him from entering the lobby. This is the most damning video you'll ever see. It's just because he's black. That's why she's not letting him in. Darian asked her to move. How this guy maintained control, I would have knocked her on her ass.
Yeah, it's amazing as how measured he stays.
He's totally measured. She demands proof that he lives there, which he is under no obligation to give her. That leads to a standoff that continues up to the fourth floor. She follows him to his room, to his condo. He enters his loft and tells her his name is Mr. Tolles. Despite watching him enter his own apartment with a key, by the way, that they didn't put in this story, she still calls the cops. They showed up at his door 30 minutes later. After Darian posted the videos on Facebook, her employer was quick to respond by saying, "We are a minority-owned company that consists of employees and residents from many racial backgrounds. We are proud of this fact and do not and never will stand for racism or racial profiling at our company." She's gone.
Yeah, goodbye.
Rightly so.
Goodbye.
So long. Hope you enjoyed living in that luxury condo. Anyway, Darian, by the way, is still taking the high road. He's urging people not to respond negatively and adds that he's not mad at her and says he wishes her the best. The man was amazingly controlled. Mm-hmm. Really, really, everybody
should
see that video.
There are cameras everywhere, people. Everywhere.
Yeah, be aware.
Well, he had it in his hand. That's how stupid she was. A new study claims the music industry is losing $2.65 billion a year from coffee shops and other small businesses.
Ooh.
Because when they play music in their stores, they're supposed to play a licensing fee.
Fusak.
But a lot of them don't. They're just playing it from a personal streaming account like Spotify and Apple Music. According to the study, only 17% of businesses obtain licenses, while 83% illegally use a personal music service in public business settings. I don't care.
Talk about something unenforceable. How would you even enforce it?
In the past, somebody would walk into...
And have to go to every business.
Well, they would walk into a Forever 21 and say, "Do you have a Muzak license?"
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't, you got fined.
We're
and
shutting this Claire's down.
I know. It seemed like... Rob, we have to do it.
That's true. It's very true.
Yeah, ASCAP, baby.
Yeah, ASCAP.
The study found an average of $8.33 a month is lost from each business using a personal music subscription, and an average of $11.96 a month is lost from every business using a free personal music service.
Did you hear the latest? Briefly, can I add to this?
Yes,
go right ahead. Apple just acquired a company that they have an algorithm to find the next Justin Bieber. So in a future,
it's an IQ test.
Within the next 5 years, I think, that we will live through, you will see artists become stars through the software, not through the record label. It's going to get worse.
Wow. That's going to be really just tough to keep your finger on. And now a little something. 52-year-old Daryl Hutton.
Yes.
Was being questioned by the cops near Tampa, Florida.
Now, Tampa,
Friday.
Florida. Where is that near you?
It's in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
They were looking for her boyfriend's keys for some reason, so she started digging through her purse for them, and while she was digging, a cop standing next to her spotted a crack pipe in her purse.
Hey, that's terrific.
I wanted to say, like, Bill Hartman, a crack pipe in her purse. So before they could grab it, she did what everybody does in Florida. She made a split-second decision and pulled the crack pipe out and put it in her mouth. Then she chewed up the glass and she swallowed it.
She went all in.
When they got her to open her mouth, she was bleeding pretty heavily.
Of course.
And the crack pipe was gone. It's not clear if she had any issues passing all that glass later on. But the stunt didn't do her any good because she still got arrested. She's facing charges for tampering with evidence, resisting arrest, and possession of narcotics because she had pills in her purse but no prescription as well. And it gives me, I haven't done it in a long time, our Florida slogan of the
day.
This
is a new slogan for Florida, yes.
Right. Florida, the sun and sand are great for your digestion. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back.
If she had to get rid of evidence, she should have swallowed the pills, not the crack pipe. Yes.
Yeah, crack pipe. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, look who it is.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
Hey.
And this is Todd Moore.
A younger Oscar.
You know
Santana.
Us from Tech 411.
Or
the tech
1-1.
Show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right. And
Todd,
we
coming
are here
to, Vegas?
To help get you
Todd?
All
oh,
your
yeah.
tech news, reviews, and apps you
guys
need
can have
to
a debate
own.
Before the
it's
show.
It's simple and it's Love absolutely it. Free. So Good. Subscribe on iTunes
might
and check us out
more.
On the Moore Broadcasting Network.
Great.
And for the record, we're not banging.
That's right.
I had to mute him on Facebook again.
Yeah, I found that out yesterday. It's sad, right? Your best friend?
I don't know why I like Todd Moore. I shouldn't like Todd Moore.
I love Todd.
No, you should love Todd.
I mute Mike.
Really?
Yes.
When he gets political, I mute Todd when he gets political. I mute everybody he gets political. Know that
yeah,
about
but I
me.
Love, I like Todd when he's arguing with me. That's me. I'm sick
yes.
that way.
See, that's fun, though.
I literally was asking Oscar, is Todd coming to Vegas? Because it helps my performance when he's in Vegas.
I said, please come. And yeah. I still want him there. I just don't want to talk about politics.
Right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I want to ask you about Oscar, our holiday shopping center. How's everything going? Am I leaving anything out? Is everybody jumping in on this?
Let me answer two questions. No right. code needed. Just shop through the site. Hit those links.
Yes.
Just shop through the site. A change is coming to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's here. It's yes. not coming. Let's rewrite that, okay?
Yeah, okay.
The change is here.
It's here.
That's
climaxed.
New copy would be helpful on right. that. The TMOS Holiday Shopping Center is
We're
here.
Making babes.
It's your 3-in-1 shopping destination featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. You already love these sites, but now they're even better because now when you shop them through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. You can shop like every day is a holiday. I have made purchases through Walmart, Target, and Macy's
yes.
already. You're going to love it. These are great websites at Macy's, Target, and Walmart, and you do it through the banner on our website. You can't miss them. We are delighted with our new partners. Change is good. How are we doing with the app and getting people hooked up with the app on that? Are we working on it?
It's on Apple's terms, Mike. When it gets updated, I will inform you. It's
coming soon. We will have that access
yes.
for you. Believe me, we are working hard on it to make sure you have it on the app. But let me tell you something. This is important. It's a big, big
Huge.
Sea change for the show.
Yes.
And we want you to shop through Macy's, Target, and Walmart online. And that's the new affiliate program.
Tell your
it
friends.
It is no longer Amazon.
Tell your family.
So you do not help us by shopping Amazon.
No.
You help us by shopping at Macy's,
Tell
Target, and Walmart,
everyone.
Please. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking
Except
through
for the
at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing. Means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the fearsome foursome of online shopping excellence. Now go spend money. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. Take it away.
I love a wonderful redemption story, and last night there's a kicker for Green Bay named Mason Crosby. Last week, he missed 4 field goals. Not
Ooh.
A good week for him.
Mm-mm.
He
Ooh.
Missed 4.
Mm-mm.
However, he came through last night and cinched this victory as Green Bay beat the 49ers 33-30.
Hell of a comeback with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Less than a minute left to play.
Rodgers to the other side, and he does it! 11 seconds remain, 18 yards saved off. Rodgers wants more, and he gets it, Devontae Adams. So now here comes what would be a Hollywood scripted ending. After one of the most disastrous weeks a kicker has ever had, Mason Crosby with a chance to come back home and be the hero. And now this.
And they win. Pretty good redemption for that guy.
I'm sorry because I don't know. I recognize the voice of the announcer, and I want to give him credit, but I don't know who we're talking about there with the Monday Night Football game. Is that Al Michaels?
No, it's not Al Michaels. He does Thursday night because he's on ABC now.
Vince Scully?
Not Vince Scully. I don't know the name
of the guy. Oh, please find the announcer for me. Someone find the announcer.
I'll look for it.
Because I will tell you something. That is the Did you hear the silence?
Yes, perfect,
Did you hear
right?
the silence after he made the kick? Did you hear the amazing drama put into that? We do not get that. I go back to Brian Anderson tonight with TBS with the Oakland game.
What if Brian Anderson?
Not the Oakland game, the Houston game. Duh.
What if Brian Anderson actually heard the podcast and tonight is real quiet? What if he took your notes?
I would love the drama of the contest being
right.
heightened. But I don't want to go on it again. You're in the middle of your audio vault.
That's all right. Chance the Rapper did an undercover lift thing for raise money for Chicago schools. And it's very funny. He puts on a hat and sunglasses. And I mean, not a really brilliant disguise. He's just Chance the Rapper driving a Lyft automobile and baiting people into trying to recognize who he is. This is pretty funny. Concealed camera stuff here.
I am John. I will be your driver today.
I like Kanye, Chance the Rapper.
I love Chance the Rapper, yeah.
Chance the Rapper?
Yes.
Oh, Kendrick, also one of my favorites, yeah. Obviously.
Kendrick is really good. Is he better than Chance, though? That's the real question.
It's cool that, like, his mom is supportive and he married the love of his life.
I'm not a super fan, but I know he's got a good-looking woman. Thinking about you getting married to her. You ever met Chance the Rapper?
No.
Could meet him.
That's what I'm saying.
You got
That's what I'm talking about.
I got you.
I love when he says he's good. I don't know if he's good as Chance the Rapper, though. I mean, and they're sitting in the front seat with him right next to him. So great.
Yeah. It's fun to do that when you're famous.
Sean McDonough.
Was it Sean McDonough?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
All right.
Right now, it's look, this is what I got. ESPN.
Want to give credit where credit is due.
ESPN announces Monday Night Football for 2018. It's either Joe Tessitore or Jason Witten. That's what they're saying.
Jason Witten's the color guy.
He'll be the color guy.
He ain't all that much. But whoever did the play-by-play, if somebody can enlighten me, we'll have it tomorrow.
Joe Tessitore.
That was great play-by-play right there. Fantastic.
I found this fascinating. When they were developing MP3 compression to make music files smaller, mm-hmm. So you could transfer them, they wanted to figure out the best way to make sound right, while still compressing it. They used the same song to test every compression. Do you know what song it was? Every time That's they it. Tested a new theory for MP3, they played this. Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. This was the song they used because they said a warm a cappella vocal was the first thing to show degradation when they compressed a file. So every time they designed...
That's funny.
Isn't that neat?
That's funny.
I just found it fascinating.
It is. Fascinating. It's not funny.
No, it's not funny. I'll tell you what is funny, though, is Jimmy Kimmel. He's in Brooklyn this week.
Sweet transition.
And... Indeed. Jimmy Kimmel's in Brooklyn.
Let's
this
move
week,
on.
And he's talking
self-serving,
about
interesting to some people. Yes.
Go
ahead.
What was it about that song again?
They used that to test every time they were developing the MP3 compression for computers.
You're saying about Kimmel?
Yes. He's in Brooklyn this week, and there's a new art project in the streets of New York City that he sought some focus on.
Phil Gable has created 5 small statues of Donald Trump and placed them around Park Slope. The statues have signs on them that read, "Pee on me."
Yeah, well, there's one thing New Yorkers don't need. It's a sign giving them permission to pee on things. There are 5 of these little busts all around Park Slope. And the good news is you can pee on a statue of Donald Trump. The bad news is the statue likes it.
So there you go. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Skiwagon, Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara. Radio Entertainment.